Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright. Or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4000. In 95, along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you, are in the men's room. On tap today, it's a men's room world tour stop number 3, inspired Bad Choice Friday. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite. TV time with Ted.
Click, clack. Drink it again.
All right, here we go. Now you can make all your friends mad simply by saying In-N-Out Burger is coming soon. Meanwhile, fans let Tom Brady autograph their stuff, which owners now say is in ruin. Believe it or not, a number of Americans think we should work 7 days a week. New Colorado license plates, yeah, they ensure the inside of your car is going to reek. And a library in France begins yanking books off the shelves, making Florida men proud. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, one of the annoying things about my brother is his relentless modesty. Now, don't get me wrong. Humility is a fine attribute. But for the love of God, it is O-freaking-K to be proud of your own accomplishments. My brother's part-time gig is a referee in the NFL. He's one of 17 people who gets to moderate the most popular sport in the United States. But you'd never know it if I didn't run my mouth about it. You see, I think it's significant. I think he should be proud. Hell, everyone has done something that they're proud of, right? Marathon runners, they put their 26.1-mile sticker on the back of their car because they want you to know how proud they are of themselves. But shouldn't everyone have a bumper sticker just to let the world know what they've accomplished, right? So it could maybe just read something like, sober for 20 years.
first in my family to graduate college, wrote first novel, or lost 30 pounds, right? You figure in a world where everyone goes out of the way to be angry, sometimes it's actually good to step back and feel good about the small but hard-fought victories in life, right? So it can be something as unsexy as raising your credit score or learning a new language to the more profound things like getting clean or having a kid. So today on this Positive Friday, we want you to pat yourself on the back, you worthless maggot, and share that thing or share that story of things that make you feel good about being you. So whether you quit smoking, I don't know, learned a new instrument, maybe one time you're a good Samaritan. Today, we want to know, big or small, what is something you've done that you're proud of?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of Charles and away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4095. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat on this oh-so-positive Friday. It's almost too much show. It really is. We got a lot going on. So, first and foremost, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC, as you yawned last night. A late one coming up with some tongue twisters for Ted. Lo and behold.
How late?
Last night was probably till 2.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I don't know.
Oh, all right.
Late night. Uber. That's just writing the stuff, you know. But then, like you said, we always play acoustic guitar for orphan puppies. So we just did that until about 5 a.m., right. And, you know.
I got an Uber, and first thing I did this morning was check my Uber rating to make sure I didn't say anything on the way home because we were good and tuned up.
That's pretty smart, Miles.
Either way, we have a listener submitted, Ted versus the FCC. So as you know, the listener always comes first.
Mm-hmm.
So Ted versus the FCC coming up. Oh, what else do we have for you? We have a chance for you to win tickets to see Aerosmith live in concert. Probably the last time that those guys will be on the road as their collective group that we know them.
Yeah.
And Black Crowes opening up that show, Climate Pledge Arena, November 24th. We will give you a secret word. When you hear the secret word, you text that to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win those tickets. We have determined that today the secret word will happen at 4:20. 4:20.
You know, you said that yesterday. That proved to be untrue.
It was 4:30 yesterday. I realized it, but yes. So we're going to shoot for around 4:20 with a secret word and your chance to win tickets to see Aerosmith. What else do we have for you? Oh, throwing a little party. Men's Room World Tour. Stop number 3 for the year. Now that happens at Olaf's in Ballard, Sunday from 2 until 4. It is absolutely free.
Yep.
Show up. Basically, we're just doing a Sunday afternoon of drinking. So a little Sunday
fun day.
That's exactly right. Men's Room Beer Brats from Uli's, the brand new sausage.
Mm-hmm.
That will be on the menu at Olaf's. Also, our friends at San Juan Salsa are bringing the Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa.
Which is so good.
I saw a lot of people at the Muckle Shoot putting the salsa on the brat and said it was a great combination.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That is a great idea.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Men's Room IPA will be on draft at Olaf's from Black Raven Brewing Company. Thank you so much for submitting your locations that you find the beer as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
To the Men's Room at KISW.com. So, yeah, hopefully you can stop by Olaf's in Ballard Sunday from 2 until 4. For a little Sunday fun day, and it's absolutely free, of course. Speaking of the weekend, we will drink a toast into the weekend with a shot of the day. There's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on. And we salute the Men's Room World Tour stop number 3 at Olaf. Since we'll be doing some drinking, we picked a couple of random drinking songs.
Seems like a good idea.
Including Chumbawamba.
I get no
Chumbawamba.
You just like saying the name.
The tune is Tub Thumping. That takes on Snoop Dogg and Gin and Juice.
Goddamn right it does, man.
Yes, it does.
It does.
It will.
Gin and Juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Oh, yeah, a little day drinking tunes there for you. Chumbawamba Tub Thumping taking on Snoop Dogg and Gin and Juice. Those are your choices on a Bad Choice Friday. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up as we drink and toast into the weekend with a shot of the day. So it's going to be a good weekend for sure.
Oh, hell
hopefully
yeah.
You'll be able a chance to stop by Olaf's if you're in Ballard from 2 until 4. That's going to be a great time. And today on this Positive Friday, our question kind of leaning toward good things in life for a change. We're not going to talk about the most embarrassing thing you've seen or what was burned into your brain or what disease you have. Or maybe that's part of the story if you beat it or you ever, maybe you overcame an obstacle.
Or you just learned to live with it.
But today, big or small, what is something that you've done that you are very proud of? Now, Steve, I know you mentioned your brother at the top of the show, and he does have he has quite the list of accomplishments as far as his life is concerned.
But the only one anyone cares about is the NFL ref, right? You know, just as far, because it's something most people can relate to. Insanely popular sport here in the States, including myself. So, you know, you watch TV and he'll make the call and there he is talking to America. But when you talk to him in person, and whether it's on the phone, whether he's actually here visiting, it's just kind of... Yeah, I mean, it's just what I do. But it's like, bro, it's not so much just that you do it, right? It's crazy when you consider, I think there's 121 officials entirely. There's only 17 refs. You're one of them. Massive sport. But it's the amount of time and effort that he's put in to get there.
Right.
Like, you don't get this job by accident. That's just not what happens, man. You went through all this crap. You've been doing this for like 35, almost 40 years now. Right, starting in high schools in D.C., you went through the college ranks, you got moved to D1, you move up to the NFL. Well, now you're the leader of the team out there, man. Mm-hmm. And again, he's still like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the point. And I'm like, man, I know to him, achieving a goal is nothing more than something you scratch off of your to-do list. That's why he does so well at things like that.
Right.
This is what I'm going to do. Yeah. Now I'm going to scratch it off. But it's like, you do recognize on some level that's pretty cool. And he just doesn't.
Well, here's the thing. If you accomplish something in life that you've always wanted to do, it's just part of that drive and part of that dream or something that you have enough passion for that you want to do it.
Yeah, the thrill of the chase.
Yeah, but at the same time, once you get there, it's sometimes it's hard to recognize. So I know for a fact that your mother and your father are extremely proud.
They're stupid proud of
your brother.
Absolutely.
And I know that you are proud of your brother.
Absolutely.
I don't think that he thinks of it that way as something to be proud
he
of.
He doesn't, and it's annoying.
I think that's pretty common. Well, look.
I mean, look.
Think about the things in his work line, his day job at NASA, all right? And the fact that these programs take years, if not decades, to materialize.
The idea starts decades. By the time you get the funding, then it's years after that.
Typically. And then by the time the vessel reaches its point.
12 years of your life has probably gone by from the time that we say, Miles, this is what we plan on doing. You go, cool, let's work on this. So it would be 12 years from now where we sit down in the room and say, we're launching it.
When you look at that control room and everybody in, whether it's Houston or Cape Canaveral or Kennedy, wherever it is, going nuts, that's because that was almost, half their lifetime's work.
Right.
As far as their job. And whether
but you'll notice how the clapping goes. The clapping starts in Cape Canaveral, all right? Because they're the ones responsible for launching the thing up. So if it doesn't blow up en route, they're like, hell yeah, because you never see them clap until it reaches orbit, right? That's the important
thing. That's their job. Get it up there.
Then, once it's in orbit, the next time you see people clap, now you're in Houston, because those are the people talking to or communicating with other spacecraft. So when they get sad, like, the S's hit the fan, but if you go back to Cape Canaveral, like, they're not happy about it, but they're like, we're glad that wasn't us.
Yeah.
Like, Houston, everyone was sad when the Challenger exploded, but trust me, it weighed more in Cape Canaveral than it did on Houston.
Yeah.
They're like, we haven't talked to them yet. You know, we're Cape Canaveral's like, and you're not going to. Something kind of happened on the way. But he does all this stuff, man. That thing they sent by Pluto all those years ago, New Horizons. That was like a 9-year project, I believe. And he was a part of that project for all 9 years. And I remember when he told us what the project is, no one on this planet would know anything about it, right? So for about the first 7 years of its mission, nobody knew because nobody cares. But in the last 2 years, they explained, hey, we're going to finally go by Pluto. And everyone has a soft spot in their heart now for Pluto once it got demoted to a dwarf planet. Now everyone likes Pluto, right? So this thing goes by. It does exactly what it was supposed to do. They get the pictures. They learn all this information. And my brother's just like, cool, it worked.
That was it.
That's it,
do you know,
man,
they think there's another planet out there right now?
They think there might be just based on gravitational blah, 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 and all this kind of crap. But they're not sure where to look. And the problem is, when you're looking into space, if you don't know where to look, yeah, that just sucks. Right?
But I mean, those are two huge accomplishments.
They're massive.
Right, that really do.
He worked on the Hubble and all he said about when and look, I'm a space nerd, so I'm geeking the F out when I find out he's working on the Hubble. And my brother says, and this is a quote, Stephen, I don't care if it takes a picture of a UFO and an alien inside waves at us. My only question is going to be, is the picture clear? And I just remember I'm looking at him like, Jesus Christ, it really, like, none of this matters. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
His job was to make sure the optics worked. Yeah. And at the time, I mean, this was kind of the height of human achievement for what this thing could do. Out in the cold vacuum of space, you know, everyone's celebrating. I mean, even the idiots in Congress were excited about this, right? So, like, at that point, you know you've done something. And he's just like, great, does the camera work? That's it. New Horizons.
Because that's what he worked on.
That's it. But all of the stuff that this thing allowed us to do or allowed us to comprehend or new things that we discovered does not care. And I'm like, but you realize this age of discovery as a result of Hubble is because you worked on the thing that the astronomers cared about most, which is the freaking camera. They don't care about the rockets on it. They don't care about the solar panels. And nobody does. The only thing we care about are the cool pictures it takes, right? So I'm like, you're the guy, one of the guys that made that happen. It's like, don't care.
Yeah. I will say this.
It's annoying. Yeah.
Here's one thing.
It's annoying, but I think that's kind of common in a lot of jobs like that.
I think if you're like
most
that,
firemen I know don't go around going, I'm a hero.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what they do.
But, you know,
I didn't say he was that cool.
I think when you talk to that person that either you pulled out of a burning car or, you know, you resuscitated or who thanks you, I think maybe then, you know, the reality of it sets in.
Do you think?
I would hope so. It would for me. I mean, because it would mean something to me to make sure that the person who saved my life knows how much I appreciate the fact that they were there and they knew what they were doing, and I'm still here because of them. So
you're not wrong, but I think their perspective would be like, that's my, just like my freaking brother. That's my job. My goal was to prevent you from dying.
I'm the most arrogant I've heard firemen. And I was in the firehouse, right, as my buddies.
I thought I was going to be in a bar.
We're sitting around the firehouse because Bernie's brother, like, we're doing landscaping. So we would pop in there because there was air conditioning and, like, generally firemen are kind of just hanging out waiting for calls. But they would harass his older brother to no end about steak. Finally, I go, what is with this steak? He does, you know, they're always like, oh, no, you know, no steak grands or this and that. And apparently, the steakhouse down the street, if you had physically pulled somebody out of a fire, would give you this giant free steak and this and that.
Oh, because it was close.
Right. And that was just their thing. But they would just harass him. Like, not that, like, hey, you've never saved anybody. Just like, you never got a steak, you loser. They'd be like, what's Granzo going to pay for his?
Oh. Our question, big or small, what is something that you've done that you're proud of? 206-803-ROCK. It's Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
Right. Positive.
Hey, you can hear it in my voice. A couple of quick texts here. I do appreciate this one. It's a small thing, but we can all appreciate it. I stopped a Karen from harassing a barista.
Good.
Small thing.
Yeah.
Thank you, because we all hate them. Says, I'm proud of the fact that I got my private pilot license 5 years ago. I'm now certified to fly anything as big or smaller than a 737.
Well, that's about everything.
See,
right?
That impresses me.
That's about everything.
I mean, everything that stays together.
Only a few planes bigger than a 737.
And then I just graduated trucking school and got my CDL. I was talking with Ted about it at Muckle Shoe Casino on Sunday.
That's a big deal.
That is massive.
Yeah.
That is a big deal. That's not an easy course to pass either, because more so than just the written aspect of it and everything that you need to learn, like if you're to take a written driving test, that times 100.
Right.
And then the actual skill of being able to, you know, drive a truck is like a driving test, but times 100.
Especially through downtown, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I am amazed when I see them pull off. I mean, granted, you give them a wide berth, but still, I'm like, there's no way. There's no... Nope, he got it.
Oh, the accordion bus, too. I'm always impressed. I'm like, damn, man, that was a hell of a move there with it.
Oh, the accordion bus? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Sometimes they'll take a turn just up an alley or something. I'm like, how in the... Why is a bus allowed to go there? That's why with those damn commuter buses that take all the IT people around...
They were always in Capitol Hill.
The private buses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The private buses go down roads. They should not be going down.
Correct.
There's a reason they're called bus routes. They're a bus.
Right.
So they have a route for you. You should stay on those roads. And please stay off neighborhood community roads that are so narrow and small that I can't believe you're attempting this.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. I'm like, dude, bus routes.
Oh, here's one for you, Miles. Says, I never checked before, but apparently I have a 5-star Uber rating.
Oh, I do not.
Wow.
I do not.
I thought mine was good. I'm like 4.96 or 4.97.
I got to check my. Hang on.
I see my 5.0. Damn.
That is really.
Yeah, good. Dude.
My buddy Scott came into town and blew my rank. I still haven't been able to get out of the hole that Scott left 5 years ago for my rating system. It just slowly ticks up, but it's not. It was a crushing blow.
I'm like a 4.7. I blame that on my wife because we share the same account. I'm sure it's her.
I think I'm a 4-something. I just don't know what it is.
Listen, word to the wise, a lot of bartenders already know this, but a lot of times people try to be nice and someone's at the bar and they are hammered. You want to get them out of there. You've taken their keys. And sometimes bartenders will do this, the occasional good Samaritan. Man, I will get your Uber. Just get your address. Or you look at their ID and hook them up. Don't do that. They're going to ruin your rating, man. Yeah.
They're going to throw up
they
in the car.
They are going to crush the rating.
$200, $500.
I've talked to like 4 or 5 bartenders.
That is impossible.
Where they were like, we used to do that because it just seemed like the right thing to do. We didn't give it much thought. And then one of them was explaining they were having a hard time getting an Uber. And finally, they looked at the rating. And she'd been knocked down to like a 1.2.
Ooh.
Like, right. Because all these drunk people that she's been kind, you know, spending her money and just getting them home safely. They puke or they're combative or they can't get out of the car. So I'm not saying don't be a good Samaritan. But don't do it with your own Uber.
Well, and Uber, back in the day when it first started, people used to be real particular about how the ratings were.
Nerd.
My one friend just looks at me. He goes, you got here? I go, yeah. He goes, just 5-star. What do you really care? Like, all right, he took the wrong route. But like, so like, I think that helps too. Like, if you're real judgy about how you judge the driver, like, guess what? Your rating's not going to be good.
I 5-starred every driver I have just because they ask and they're like, fine. You know, I'm here. Except one guy. Because it was like driving 20 miles an hour the whole time. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Oz with a group of a couple guys. So three of us are basically getting in the back of the Uber. And we're going down to the game, right?
Yeah.
So we're leaving Fremont. This guy picks us up. And he starts driving toward the Ballard Bridge, which is not the ideal way to go.
Not really.
It's a lot easier to go down Aurora, go across the bridge, you know, kind of come down near the stadiums, go down there, or maybe take Dexter or go downtown or something. He starts going to the Ballard Bridge. My buddy in the back goes, hey, where in the F are you going? Do you have any idea where you're going, man? We're going to the ball game. He's like, you know, this is the easier way. This is the way my map's telling me. He's like, your effing map is wrong. And I'm just like, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I got this Uber.
Damn,
yeah, shut up. Dude.
That's right. I'm like, dude, right. And I'm like, shut up. We'll get there. It'll be fine. And of course, I got dinged on that one too. You gotta be careful. Your friends can be your enemies.
So I'm telling you, man, don't be nice with the Uber.
Our question, big or small, what is something that you've done that you're proud of? 206-803-ROCK.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A question, big or small, what is something that you've done that you're proud of? 206-803-ROCK. We have a couple here. I wrote an entire full-length novel, about 100,000 words, not published, but I'm just proud of the fact that I completed it.
Yeah, just getting it done, man.
Guys, I've been sober for 16 years. October will be 17 years. Another. Lost 170 pounds.
What he's saying is his wife went missing.
Lost 170 pounds. That's insane. First person in my family to graduate high school. Went on to get a master's degree from one of the best universities in the world. My family, though, they still see it as a waste of money. I rescued a badly injured stray cat that had a neck problem and nursed him back
Brian
to health.
Seltzer, yeah.
I had to keep him inside and clean, change his surgery dressing twice daily. It took about 3 months for his wound to fully heal. Now he is my handsome, super-friendly house cat, Larry. I'm proud that I helped him, and he was a stray initially. And another, I've already donated blood 10 times in the past 10 months. Hope that lives were saved. Our question, big or small, what is something that you've done that you're proud of? 206-803-ROCK.
I gotta do that.
What, give blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get back to it. I used to do it pretty religiously, and then I just stopped. I don't know why. And I keep saying, I need to do that again, and I haven't done it again. So somehow, I need a motivation to just freaking do it.
Well, the other thing is, I want to learn my blood type.
You know what? Yeah. That's all the motivation I need.
Typically, maybe.
Selfishly. I'll give blood for others so I can find out.
So didn't you, so what was it? You reached out, we were talking about blood types before. I think it came up on Big Dummy a few weeks ago, but most of us in here, we just didn't know our blood type. And then Ted, you actually reached out to your doctor's office and the one thing they don't have or won't tell you or something.
She was like, that's a different test. I was like, oh.
So all the blood like, that's come out of your body, they never actually test it.
I get all my, you know, blood work done. I'm just right. It's not just in the paperwork. She's like, well, it's a different test. And then she's like, just go give blood. They'll tell you. I was like, okay.
They do a blood drive here at the office every year within the building.
Yeah. There's one across the street going on next week.
All right. Okay. One of these, man. I'm doing it. So know my blood type. From the text line, as far as the answer to today's question, big or small, what is something you've done that you're proud of? I like some of these. Someone here says, last weekend, I had my first threesome. Then they add life goals, seriously.
Seriously.
Good for you. I hear you, man. I hear you. My very first ever roller derby bout as a jammer. I won 15 of our team's 20 points, and we won.
That's very cool.
I was in special ed classes all through school. I'm graduating in 2 weeks with my master's degree.
Nice.
Their special master's degree. Let's see. A friend and I, we started a nonprofit that helps the homeless by delivering blankets and socks and other stuff by bicycle on the streets. And regarding your Uber rating.
Yes.
Someone here says, Uber, only a 4.89, but 5 stars on Lyft.
Okay.
Somebody has used Lyft.
A 4.89, I mean, still pretty high.
Yeah.
Still pretty high. But
I mean, one fart could ruin you. You never know what's going to kill your Uber rating.
Don't fart in the Uber, man.
I know, I'm just saying. One
try
slip,
not to fart
slip.
In the Uber.
Did you fart in the Uber?
No, I didn't. I'm pretty sure the driver did, but I still gave him, like, as you would say, 5 stars.
Oh, I knew my driver did.
Oh. Yeah.
Because it didn't stink when I got in the car. We're about halfway home, and it just got
thick.
You
probably appreciate it.
And you just meet eyes real quick in the rearview mirror and kind of agree not to discuss it. I'm like, yes. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
It's a minor thing, but in 2002, I qualified to represent the Pacific Northwest at the U.S. National Championships for Kendo.
Kendo, the martial art.
That's right, the Japanese fencing.
Oh,
yeah.
All right,
because the kendo sticks.
That would explain it right there.
How much how much time and effort did you put in to train and practice, and how easy is it to find someone of your own skill level where you can spar with, you know?
We have a pretty active kendo community here in the Pacific Northwest. I think I kind of overtrained. I was practicing like 5-6 days a week and doing weight training, and I think I overdid it, so I didn't do as well as I'd hoped at the championships. But I was also, it kind of works like soccer, so maybe Ted would notice I was in the group of death.
Yep.
So the top two guys go through, I finished third, and the other two guys were second place and then the Elite Eight. So, yeah, I dropped out pretty
quick. They're in like pods, right? There's four guys, kind of like the World Cup. There's always the tournament group of death.
Exactly.
So there's going to be one group that has like three or four just awesome teams. And right. It's like, Jesus, okay. It's going to be hard to make it out of it. So he's saying he was in the same thing.
I was 1-1-1.
Is there eight?
And I lost on goal differential.
Is there anything like weight class, or is there anything like juniors, or right. Is it just like, hey, man, you got this skill. What, you know, go for it.
Yeah, there's no weight classes. Male and female, like women's and men's, but other than that, yeah.
Okay. So an 85-year-old guy could take on a 22-year-old kid if you have the skill.
Yeah, I've seen some 80-year-old guys in Japan who could just whip ass.
Oh, I know. That's what I was just thinking.
I believe it.
Because you're gonna get your ass beat by somebody's granddad.
Mm-hmm. Can you do regular fencing as well, or just the kendo?
No regular fencing, just kendo, yeah.
And is this something you still practice?
No, I gave it up because of shoulder problems. They said either surgery, drugs, or retire, so I chose retire.
I'm taking drugs.
Okay. Now, does that work on a belt system like a martial art?
They don't really wear belts, but there are categories, so it's a dan, so it's like a black belt. It would be one dan and up to eight, as it is now.
Okay, all right. Okay, I got one last question for you. Did you ever have to open a can of whoop-ass on someone and use your kendo skills?
No, because unless you carry a pull cue or a kendo stick, you know, that's no...
Well, I was picturing a pull cue, man. He pulls out a switchblade. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You got in the car, you just came back from practice.
Yeah, there you go.
Got one in the trunk.
Yeah.
Big or small, what is something that you've done you're proud of? 206-803-ROCK.
Somebody here says, I got two college degrees, did not graduate from high school.
Damn.
Someone else, I rescued a baby duck from a storm drain on Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sure the mob was happy about that. They seem to normally reunite.
Did you use Dawn dish soap? That's all I want to know.
Well, that's just to get the oil off of it.
I know, but if I rescue a duck, like, dude, I know you're not dirty, but you're getting a Dawn bubble bath. Sorry.
Dawn blue soap. That's all I use, too. Mm-hmm. I will say this. Like, it sounds funny because it was so long ago, but I'm still proud that I just got to graduate from my high school. Like, DeMatha is a hard school to get into.
Right. Yep.
I had to go to summer school before I could get in, freshman year, sophomore year, junior year. So it was a struggle to stay in there and actually graduate.
Yeah. That you went to school full time for 4 or 5 years.
Correct.
It's almost like going to college. Except not.
Yeah. And I think also that's, and it's just like,
I'd have lost my mind.
It's such a competitive school too that, like, when I was a freshman, we had almost 300 kids and I graduated with under 200 of them.
Damn.
So I mean they weed you out.
Huh.
You know what I mean? Whether it's grades, behavior, whatever.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that tough. I don't know if I'm I guess looking back, I'm happy I graduated high school. I'm not necessarily
Your
proud.
Parents are proud.
I knew that was going to be it, right? I went to a technical school for 3 months for like to get a kind of thing for radio.
Yeah.
But I also knew, like, I remember sitting on the steps at the, standing there, and I looked at my butt. I go, this last degree I'm getting. Yeah.
You know. I'm not going back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, Luca. Welcome to the men's room.
Luca?
Luca?
No, Luca.
Goodbye, Luca.
Luca.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Hola. Doing great. It's
positive Friday.
Positive, exactly. My accomplishment, 20 gallons of blood.
You've given 20 gallons of blood.
I have given, donated.
How many different donations is that? Like 40 trips?
It's 8 gallons, or 8 visits is 1 gallon.
Okay. And you've done 50 gallons?
40 gallons?
Good God, man.
I've given over 60 gallons, or 60 units.
Damn. Okay.
Have you ever needed a blood transfusion yourself?
I was in a serious accident, and I did need blood, but... You know, not a transfusion.
Was that accident your inspiration to do this?
No, it was my inspiration to continue doing it.
Ah, okay. All right.
Well, what was your? Yeah, why did you do that? That's because that's a lot more than most people would do. So, what happened?
Right. Well, I started out in high school. My cousin invited me. I donated to a union, and the union always kept sending me stuff. You know, free McDonald's coupons, a hat, T-shirts, you know, just
All right. It
was free, you know. And I went to the military, you know, they donated. they encouraged everybody. And I just, you know, after my accident, you know, they gave me a 5%.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
In the context, it's not the worst. You just can't say the word.
Yeah, you just can't say the word.
So what was your accident?
I was in a asphalt taste test.
Asphalt taste test.
Yeah.
That sounds bad.
I was on a motorcycle.
Oh.
And I was in a state park turning around, and my back tire hit some loose gravel, spun me into an oncoming car. My chin was the first thing that impacted my ground.
God.
They said if I would have had a helmet on, the force of the helmet on my chin would have knocked my head off, rolled it down the road. So,
where were you riding? What state?
I was riding, it was Belton Lake, Texas. First echelon in the battalion was leaving for Germany, so it was a going away party. And I was riding a Yamaha 650.
That's a big
bike. All right. Okay.
Dang, well, that adds up. Bike, but... And the lady that I ran into just got off work from the ER hospital that they sent me to. And she was an ER nurse and started a trach on me.
Oh, on site.
Damn.
On site.
Damn.
Were you conscious for that?
Oh, no.
Thank God.
This was back in 86. So no cellular phones. You know, state park, middle of Texas. I don't know. I'm sure there was a park ranger, but... You know, I'm sure it took them a while to get there, but I was knocked out for 4 days.
Damn. So when you woke up, did you have any idea what happened?
I had no idea. When I woke up, there was a room full of people, and I had to take a piss.
That's a touching story.
I
got a tear in my eye. Hold on.
And when I got back, they explained everything to me.
Okay.
A room full of people. It's my family. I got a piss.
I knew this was going to get heavy. Big or small, when it's something that you've done that you're proud of, 206-803-ROCK.
It is amazing. I mean, when I had that concussion and my head was split open, I mean, that was the reason I got up to the one point. So I was like, I got pee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I realized how bad my injury was. It's when I split my chin as I fell over, but I still peed.
Still peed. Yes. Most important thing. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I do a charity event car show up here in Tacoma for the American Heart Association every summer.
All right.
And this is coming up on our 10th year. We're going to be down here at Griot's Garage in Tacoma on August 4th. 100% of our proceeds draw to the Heart Association.
That's awesome.
We do this in memory of my dad, my mom, and a few other. I had a nephew pass at 10 days old.
Jeez.
And a former neighbor that all went down with heart problems. So we do this up really heavy. We got activities for the kids that don't cost the parents. We try to keep everything reasonable for cost wise, but yet enough where we can make some good money for the Heart Association.
Now, was this your idea to do it?
Yes.
All right. And so once this idea hits your head and we understand the motivation, who do you recruit to help you? Like, how difficult is it to get from, hey, this is something I should do, to actually making it happen?
Well, I went down to Griot's and talked to their manager down there and got the date and the location and everything so I could do the show. Cleared it with the Heart Association so I can use their tax ID to get the sponsors and stuff.
Ah.
Recruited some family members and some neighbors to come down and actually help the day of the event. But as far as all of our sponsors, we average over 100 sponsors every year. So it's a lot of community-based, small businesses. My work donates in T-shirts and actually an extra $1,000. I work for Milgard Windows. I'll give them a little plug.
You got food?
Hey, you should, because I might be getting some of your windows soon, brother, and I'm not joking.
Oh, nice.
I know, seriously.
Your commercials, I was like, hey, I know those windows.
I know those windows too, man. I got a console coming up in a few weeks. We might be in contact.
You got any food there?
We Jones Catering Service comes in and does food. I think they're going to do pulled pork sliders this year. They donate money back to us as well for 10% of what they make. We also have a snack table that we bring in, Starbucks and Krispy Kreme. They let us bring in donuts and coffee. They donate that stuff in. We've got apples and bananas coming in from Tacoma Boys on 6th.
It's great
all
place.
All kinds of different stuff, and it's all free stuff. We have a donation can up there. We always take donations in for that.
Nice.
But we've got different activities for the kids that don't cost the parents, and they can win anything from little stuff, little toys to RC cars and Razor scooters.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Adults can bring a flask, all the things.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, do you got a beer garden?
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. But I run from January 1st, clear up to the day before the show, getting the raffles and the door prizes and the trophies and all kinds of stuff. We have 32 awards for the show, and it's all a lot of it's crowd pick. We do have a couple individual picks. I get to pick my favorite car as the host. We have some memorial trophies, like I was saying earlier. And then we have a first responder and a military award, which is picked by one of the Tacoma cops or a medic or somebody. And then a member of the military comes in and picks and presents.
I hope one day like a Pacer wins or a Gremlin. You know what I mean? Some of it just out of nowhere. Like, how the hell did that win?
Well, at the ugliest dog contest.
Exactly. You know.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, I will say this, man. I hate what the motivation was for you to do this, but I'm glad that you do it. Right.
I have a blast. I'm exhausted before it's over with. I take the Friday before it and the Monday and Tuesday after it off so I can recover. But
you know, we might do that in solidarity with you.
Mm-hmm. My house looks like a Walmart exploded about a week before the thing goes because we got raffle and stuff everywhere. I got to give a shout out to my sister, Peggy. She's a bus driver for the Everett area. She comes in and helps me set up baskets and put everything together at the last minute. So I got a hell of a crew and a hell of a group of sponsors as well.
Well, congratulations on 10 years. Yeah, that's awesome.
That is a big, big-ass accomplishment.
Big or small, what is something that you've done that you're proud of? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Is that all we're getting out of Michael?
And he's gone.
I ought to put Michael on hold. Mike, just hang in there, man. Maybe you'll drive to a cleaner spot or something.
Sometimes it's just walking around, too.
Oh, I know. People be in their own house, and it disappears.
Yeah, like my brother's. He's been in the same house as long as I've been here. And, like, yeah, there's certain I go, did you just walk in your kitchen? I was like, walk back to your living room.
Are you eating something, Mom?
Yeah, right. I could tell.
Our kitchen is our soft spot, too, man.
Is it really?
Honestly, you go anywhere in the house, everything works fine. You walk into the kitchen, things start breaking up.
I'm not hanging there all the time. Conversation going, oh, I'm losing you.
Depends on what I'm talking to. I've actually just done that once and hung up.
Dude, I will say.
That was it.
One place I live at Capitol Hill, you just couldn't get service in my apartment. So I just start use Wi-Fi calling. But then there were some days it just wouldn't work. So like if, let's say Miles was trying to call me and I could see the calls coming in.
But you just can't answer it?
Right. So I'd call him back and be like yeah, I'm outside in the
rain.
Well, I would just stand in the parking lot. You're right, but it'd be raining.
Right.
And it's like, I don't want to be on the phone too long, but it's like, I guess I'll stand out here and call you because sometimes there's important stuff. You need to talk to somebody about.
Worst thing you're going to hear, what's up? Like, dude, I'm going back in. Talk to you later.
Yeah, exactly.
Big or small, what is something that you've done that you're proud of? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.